The greatest test of courage on earth is to bear defeat without losing heart. Robert Greene Ingersoll.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful couple weeks.
Yeah, how long have we been gone?
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Okay. Yeah, maybe a little more.
We're back, baby.
Yeah, I just couldn't take it anymore. I had to get back on the show.
Yeah, we were supposed to be out for a month, but you can see that didn't work out so well. However, it will be a short episode because someone is extremely uncomfortable sitting at this desk, so he can only sit here for so long.
Next time I'm going to do it from the recliner.
I don't see how that's going to happen, telling you.
Since no one but me can move this stuff, it's not going to happen.
Exactly.
So I'm just going to have to suck it up and sit at this chair for a little while.
Well, you can only sit so long, but we'll see. The interesting thing will be this weekend when you have a meeting.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
For our activist group.
Yes, yes, yes.
But, yeah, so surgery went longer than it was supposed to. Kind of had to go more in depth than it was originally going to happen. And now he's the bionic man.
Yeah, I'm wearing this really annoying immobilizing brace.
From thigh to toe.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, ankle.
Yeah.
And it's a pain in the ass, by the way.
It is, and it's heavy.
It's heavy for you, but for me, it's a pain in the ass trying to deal with you.
Anyway.
Yes, dear.
So we still have our fundraiser going on.
Yes. Yes. And to that also, found out at the 2 week check-in that it's actually going to be freaking extended for this damn
through the end
lake
of
thing.
October.
Yeah. He's out of work till the end of October. Oh my God. And, with this brace, he has to keep that on till the 16th, right?
At least to the 16th. Yeah.
Ugh, I'm never going to make it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I'm going to make it
because it's all about me.
Obviously.
Yeah, but I'm the one that has to do everything.
I'm doing more.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
I made my coffee.
Okay. We finally got to the point where you could make your coffee, but I still have to bring
it to
you. I
still can't carry
it. You can't do that part. But then again, I don't know how to work your coffee thingy. It's a French press, and I don't do coffee because, like I said before, I don't do Facebook. I'm just a weirdo. You know, I like tea and actual hardcover book kind of book thing. I don't read it on a computer screen, you know.
Weirdo.
Whatever. Like I said, weirdo, proud of it. Thank you very much.
Anyway, that's enough about us.
Yeah, I know. That's really annoying, isn't it? Who wants to hear about us?
I don't know. Somebody obviously does.
But the whole fundraiser thing is important. So
if
you got a buck or two, that'd be great.
Yeah, and it's on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I'll share it on the main page, and then I'll share it on my personal page. At least, I try to share it at least once a day.
Oh, do you?
So, try to. So we'll see how it goes.
And I'm the one that has taken over, you know, budgets and bills and all that. So behind the scenes, I'm freaking out a little bit. So we'll keep that to myself.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get the show because that's the whole point of why we're here and why we came back early in the first place.
All right. So, we have some Twitterers.
Twitterers? Is that what they're called? Is Twitterers?
No, they're Twitterers.
That didn't sound any better. Okay.
I'm not sure how that was.
But we actually have Twitters
are
after.
Are they tweeters?
Tweeters. Whatever. We still have
Woofers
them after
and tweeters?
Being out for a while.
Yeah.
No, this is not a stereo thing.
All right. All right, so we got Pencil and Ink Reviews, the A Christians, and Starfleet Comms.
But we actually have some even being gone.
Yeah, because I wasn't very active on social media the past couple weeks. I've done a few things here and there, but not like I normally am.
You've been in a lot of pain, and you were trying to do a download, you know, trying to chill for a little while.
And I still am for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not on as much.
You're not as drugged as you were initially in
the
beginning.
That is true.
That kind of helps. Because I would not let him near anything that had an internet connection when he was drugged. Because I just don't think that was a good idea.
Probably a good idea, yeah.
Anyways, you may continue.
Anyway, so thanks to all the new Twitter followers.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you?
Oh, God, not again. It's been a while.
At Secular Yakking.
Yeah, what he said.
Okay, fine.
It's not a .com thing, right?
No, it's not a .com.
Okay. Just checking.
Okay. So,
why I don't do this crap. Yeah.
Like I said, we're going to have a nice short show. It's just an update and then a new story.
Well, I was going to say, it's a regular show, but it's a shorty. And then next week we'll have our normal length show, I believe.
Yeah, I think because I have a little more time to plan for it. This was kind of like off the cuff. And
yeah, it was like, you know, do you want to do a show? Yeah, we should do a show. It's been too long. Even though we were supposed to be out for a month, we didn't wait that long. It felt weird. Anyways,
we can continue. The Toledo mayor primaries reveals some obvious losers. And why
Toledo,
do I care?
Is that Ohio?
Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah.
And why do we care about Toledo's mayoral
Come
race?
On, you can say. You still can't talk. Drugs aren't helping you at all.
Not the right drugs.
Anyways, what were you saying?
Some of you may remember Opal Covey, who has unsuccessfully run for mayor of Toledo 6 times now.
Oh, yeah. Is this that chick that wants God on her side while she runs it or something?
Yeah, so she, for the past 2 election cycles, she's believed that they have been stealing her votes.
Who?
Her opponents.
Okay, that's why they're her opponents?
Yes. They're taking, literally,
like, stealing, physically stealing.
Yeah, taking her votes away, right? And giving them to the other person.
I know we're not supposed to bring it back to a Trump thing, but that's a Trump thing, too.
Yeah, it is.
She's
way pre-Trump. Don't just,
oh, no. I know that. I'm just saying.
So this year, she said, I'm going to have God on my side, and he won't let them steal the votes again.
Okay.
Well, this year, she managed to get all of 199 votes.
Out of a lot more than that.
Out of, like, 10,000.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah. And it was a very, according to the elections committee there, that was a really slow year. A really low turnout.
Yeah.
And she got 199 because in previous years she got like 500.
Oh, okay. That's
but that was
difference.
Out of like 15,000.
Right. So it's down for both.
Yeah.
Percentage wise, it's down.
Yeah. That's less than 1%.
Crazy, but okay.
Right. Even though she did have a claim that God is on the scene now.
End quote.
That's what she said.
God is on the scene now, baby.
Yeah.
Better be scared.
So when they were counting the votes, she began to yell about voter fraud deputies had to escort her out of the voting center.
Yes, because whenever it doesn't go their way, it's a voter fraud thing.
Yeah.
Which, I hate to do it, but bringing it back to Trump, he's doing the same thing. He's having it investigated because he didn't win the popular vote, and he's all upset.
Yeah, well.
So it's rigged.
It is rigged.
Because he didn't win the popular vote? Are you kidding me? Anyways, I'll get off the Trump
Anyway,
thing.
So that was an update on her, because we talked about her earlier this
year. We've talked about her a couple times.
Yeah, because it was just so much fun.
She hasn't changed her tune at all.
She also hasn't changed her hair since 1957.
Well, I didn't look at her pictures. I'm just saying. She hasn't quite figured out that, you know, she might want to change her stat strategy a little bit.
No, God's on her side, obviously.
Well, obviously it ain't helping her a damn thing. Damn bit, is it?
No, not really.
God or not.
Anyway, that was fun.
Whereas they say she's not praying hard enough.
Yeah, I guess not.
Okay.
All right, so now we're going to move up to Portland.
Tennessee. I was going to say, there's many Portlands.
I know, Portland, Tennessee.
Maine and Oregon.
So Portland, Tennessee is attempting to prohibit drag shows by changing its city code and zoning ordinance by adding female impersonators to its definition of adult cabaret.
Female impersonators?
Yes.
As adult cabaret. Okay.
So, which restricts the locations that can have drag shows.
Well, that's just damn stupid. Do they not understand what cabaret is?
Well, they believe it's adult entertainment.
To be a female impersonator is adult entertainment.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it also classifies female impersonators on the same level as strip clubs and XXX movie theaters.
Oh, give me a break. Yeah,
that's literally what they've done. They have added it to their definition of adult cabaret and entertainment.
My God, do they have nothing better to do with their damn time?
So here's what brought this about. There was a show put on by Kyle and Raymond Guillermo Jr. with Elite Productions, and is by all standards your typical drag show, right? Raymond is also one of the performers. Drag show, which is open to 18 and over, is held after a restaurant closes and carries a $10 cover charge.
Sounds good.
So they rent the space after it's closed, right?
I'd go.
Right. They said it was entertainment and art, and it was far from being an adult show that many of the community characterized it as.
Well, that's what I don't understand. I mean, I haven't gone to a drag show, but I've heard and seen, like,
we've seen movies, which have a bit of truth to them.
Right. But, yeah, it's usually just, you know, dressing up as women and doing karaoke is the word I'm coming to, but that ain't what I'm
doing.
Songs
or whatever. Yeah, it's a show.
You know, you lip sync to the music and whatnot, and it's a show. It's a show I would love to go see, by the way.
Well, I've heard it's in Portland, Tennessee, apparently.
I've heard it's a lot of fun. I just, again, what is the big deal with this?
I don't know. Well, this show just started in August. They've only done a couple
events. Oh, that's events. The big deal. They yes. don't like that they moved in.
Yes, they don't.
Oh, Jesus. People you know, got some serious issues.
They do. They are so afraid of the homosexuals.
Why?
And you know what's funny? You don't even have to be homosexual to get in drag.
No.
You could just enjoy dressing up that way.
That is true. Because there's many that are not.
Right.
They just dress up as women.
Yeah, they enjoy it. Not more power to them. I
okay,
don't care.
Why don't they have an issue when women dress up as men?
Well, they didn't put that in their stupid thing.
Well, no, it's not in their rules. I don't get it.
It's all about the gay sex.
Oh my
you know
Lord.
That's what it's all about.
Of course it is, which comes back to the whole religious aspect of it as well.
Right. So this is an obviously religious law. There's no moral need for this.
No, not at all.
The only people that are going to these shows are people that actually want to go to these shows. They're not. It's not like they're advertising to kids. It's not like they're going to suddenly turn kids gay because they went to a drag show.
And it's after the restaurant closes and everything.
Right. And this restaurant...
Either way, what difference does it make if it's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Right. And this restaurant rents out to lots of other things, you know, parties and,
right.
you know, all these things.
Places we've gone.
Right. They're happy to do it.
But I don't get it. I mean, it's not like they're stripping off all their clothes, which I guarantee you they have strip... joints there.
Oh, they do, but
you know, even
covered.
If it's just topless kind of places.
Oh, they do, but they're restricted to certain areas.
I bet there's
areas.
A Hooters.
I bet there is a Hooters.
And even Hooters don't go topless, do they?
Not anymore. No. Well, not that I know of. I've never actually been in one.
No, thought you went once.
No, I've never been
in
Hooters.
That was just a strip club once.
Yeah, it was a strip club once.
That you were so freaking drunk from, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Anyways.
But yeah, I just don't get it. I don't see what's the big deal. Seriously. They're not even... Again, it's not adult entertainment at all.
No.
Nobody's clothes are coming off.
It's just entertainment.
And either way, it doesn't, that's not what that's about. The whole aspect of, you know, a drag show, it doesn't even compare to a strip show.
It's just people getting together and having fun. Right. That's all they're doing.
I don't
fun.
Understand their issue with it.
But. They just have so many issues with so many things. And I'm just so frustrated with it. It's ridiculous. That they can't allow other people to get together and have
well,
fun
and that's
because
the other
they
thing.
Are so
them?
Damn uptight.
What is it hurting them? Seriously.
I don't know.
I mean, Jesus Christ, get over yourself.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Like I said, this is going to be a short show because I'm already starting to get really uncomfortable.
Wow. Seriously?
Yeah. Well, I've sat here a little bit before you came in, so.
That's not the point. So I guess we'll call this the teaser show?
Yeah, the teaser show.
This is a baby show.
Okay, fine.
I'm just saying.
Well, I didn't really have a lot of time to do a lot more stuff. So
this is a total... Oh, one thing also we should mention is from here on out, we will be doing our Potter thingy in a different way, right?
Yeah, we're going to randomize whether it's going to be a Potter, a Bailey, or I Can't Believe You Fell for That.
Right, because we've done... Obviously, we do Potters all the time. We do Baileys from time to time. And we recently started doing the I Can't Believe You Fell for That thing. So now what we're going to start doing on a regular basis is changing up the three of those. And whatever comes up that week, whichever one it comes up, comes up.
Right.
So it won't be like Potter every single week. It'll be Bailey one week and maybe Potter another and maybe, you know, the Can't Believe It thingy another. So. Yeah. Just kind of change it up a lot.
Yeah. So that'll make the show a little more interesting, I think.
Sure. We'll go with that.
Okay. Anyway, that's all the yakking I got for now.
I guess this is the baby yakking section. So I guess we'll talk to you next week at our full length show, correct?
And regular time, hopefully.
No, it will be.
Okay.
And it'll be a normal show, right?
Right.
All righty. See you then.
All right. We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye. Bye.